You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the Minister for Public Service, Chris Hipkins, announced that the government would increase funding towards teachers in early childhood centres. Currently, teachers in early childhood centres earn on average $16,000 less than kindergarten teachers. I spoke to Minister Hipkins about the increase as well as the government's policy on wage increases more generally. I started by asking for an overview of the early childhood centre wage increase.
We're doing two key things in this year's budget for early childhood education. One is that we're adding additional funding in to make sure that teachers in early childhood education who are on the bottom step of the salary scale keep up with their kindergarten counterparts. So they should not be going backwards as kindergarten teachers move forwards. But the second thing is we want to ultimately get to the point where a teacher working in an education and care service is paid the same as a teacher who's working in a kindergarten service. At the moment, there's quite a big pay gap. The kindergarten teachers are on a 10-step salary scale. So we're putting extra funding in this year to make sure that from next year onwards, those working in education and care earn up to the equivalent of at least the bottom six steps on the kindergarten teacher salary scale.
Apologies if this is a bit of a naive question, but what exactly is the difference between early childhood education and kindergarten?
So kindergarten associations are part of the, if you like, the public sector, whereas other services are either privately owned or they're run by community trusts, for example, and they get funded at a different rate to kindergartens. And what that's meant is that their teachers get paid less. So we're ultimately trying to level that playing field so that teachers get paid the same for the same work and the same experience, regardless of whether they're working in a kindergarten or working in another type of early childhood service.
Just over a week ago, Early Childhood Council Chief Executive Peter Reynolds described the situation for childhood centres as past the point of desperation. I think last year 40 childhood centres closed. Is the budget and the changes to pay also going to address this in terms of resources?
Increasing funding for early childhood services for their teacher pay will make a big difference to some of those services that have been struggling. We've also reintroduced the funding band, the extra funding band for those services that employ only fully qualified teachers, and that will also be a significant boost for them. And our government has, every year that we've been in government, increased the funding rates by with an inflationary adjustment to make sure they don't go further backwards.
Are there future plans to address the somewhat desperate situation for some early childhood centres other than just for pay?
One of the things we do have to acknowledge is that it's a market that we're in, and so some services do close as parents choose to send their kids elsewhere. That is a harsh reality, I guess, of working in a market. It's not like schools where the government decides how many schools there are and where they can be. In the early childhood sector, the market determines that, and centres open and close all of the time based on that.
So is it more off the market and the government can't do anything about this?
No, the government is actually looking to much more actively manage the network of early learning services. So it won't just be a situation where anyone can open up an early learning service if they meet the criteria. We will be looking to make sure that we're approving licences for new services. There is a demand there rather than having this model whereby the number of students or the number of children just gets separated across an ever-growing number of centres, and therefore some of them become not financially viable anymore.
This wage increase ties in with a broader conversation about how the government pays people, essentially. The biggest example recently being the government's announcement that many public servants would have their wages frozen until at least 2024. In government, how do you quantify who deserves more money than others?
We've been really clear in our pay restraint guidelines that we want to make sure that those at the lowest paid are getting the biggest pay increases. And those who have a pay equity or a pay parity claim are having those issues resolved. So in the case of early childhood education teachers, they've got a really legitimate grievance there in the sense that kindergarten teachers are being paid more for the same work. And so we've always said, and our pay guidance has been really clear, that those are our priorities. We want to be able to resolve those issues.
Isn't that possibly a bit more of a reactive response than proactive if you're trying to match other sectors instead of incentivising people to stay?
Now, what we've seen over the last 3.5 years that we've been in government is that we've put a lot of money into settlements, you know, increasing the pay of people. And what that has done, and we're talking billions of dollars here, has actually increased the earning gap between those on the lowest incomes and those on the highest incomes. And that's not sustainable. So if you give a 2% across-the-board pay increase, for example, someone who's earning $90,000 gets double the pay increase of someone who's earning $45,000 a year. And so we want to change that dynamic. We're saying that the people on those low incomes should actually be the priority for the pay increases.
And finally, on the public sector pay freeze, did the government expect the response against it to be as severe as it was? And is this why there was a bit of a shift in the government's position?
We knew that expectations for pay increases across the public sector were very, very high. What we've been saying through our guidance, though, is that we need to target any additional funding for pay increases to those who need it the most.
That was Public Service and Education Minister Chris Hipkins on the government's move to increase funding for early childhood centres.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.